And of course, in addition to lectures, we started having retreats. We went away into the country. We went to some retreat centres belonging to the Ockenden Venture on the outskirts of Haslemere. The first of the places we used was Quatermain. And again, this brings back all sorts of memories to me. 19 years ago, 18 years ago, 17 years ago, we were having the first of our retreats, which were very experimental indeed, at Quatermain, just perhaps a couple of dozen people, with a rather loosely organized program. Some meditation, I think a couple of talks by me, sometimes two a day, and communication exercises. We speedily found those very useful in removing people's inhibitions and blockages and so on. But I remember, you know, those early retreats mainly because I had to do and to take everything myself, including the communication exercises, including even the, you know, the concluding puja. And our evening meditation classes were still going on at Sakura. So what I used to do is immediately after taking the afternoon meditation, I'd catch the train up to Waterloo, then I'd go up to Monmouth Street, I'd take the meditation class. Someone would rush me by car to Waterloo Station. I'd catch the train, and I'd get back to Quatermain in time to take the concluding meditation. And I remember that on one occasion, I think we must have been going on for a year and a half or so, I entrusted the leading of the evening puja to Ananda, to then Upasaka, now Dhammachari Ananda. Now remember, very, very clearly, this is a real bit of nostalgia, I remember very clearly arriving at Quatermain and entering the hallway, and the shrine was just next to the hall, and listening at the door. And I could hear Ananda leading, and I could hear everybody responding. And I thought to myself, it's all right. They've got on all right without me. That was the first time that anybody had, you know, done anything of that sort. Now, of course, sevenfold pujas are led, well, mostly all over the world by order members. I don't have even to think about it. Order members are leading retreats, doing everything. Order members are taking classes. Order members are giving lectures. Order members are writing books. Order members are going on solitary retreat. Order members are spreading the Dharma, you know, far and wide. I don't have to do nearly as much as I used to do. So, you know, these are just some of the memories I have as I look back. And this is the way that we carried on for our first year, the first year of the FWBO. The twice weekly meditation classes in our little basement in Monmouth Street, the two series of lectures, spring and autumn, and our Easter and our summer retreats. That was the FWBO. Just a very small group of people. And then at the end of that first year, something quite important happened. And that was, of course, the first batch of ordinations. The private ordinations took place as convenient in the course of the previous week. Not everybody received their private ordinations at the same time. And then the public ordinations took place in Centre House, where I was giving my Eightfold Path lectures exactly 18 years ago. I've got some slides of those ordinations, which I'm going to dig out, and I hope to show quite soon. I remember them, though. I remember one thing in particular, that all the 12 people being ordained, and there were some men and some women, wore for the occasion either a dark suit or a dark dress. I don't think you'd find that happening now. It's interesting, at that time, that was considered appropriate, you know, for ordination, to wear a dark suit or a dark dress. But obviously, you know, not now. So with those ordinations, things really begun to get underway. We had not only the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, we had the Western Buddhist Order itself. And that was the Buddhist dawn in the West, when we had not only the FWBO, but the WBO, the Western Buddhist Order. That was the birth, you may say. If what I told you about Calcutta was the conception, this was the birth. You might say that one-year period was the period of gestation, one might say. And the movement was fully born just 18 years ago with the founding of the order. And that was the Buddhist dawn in the West.